advertising promotes this, and advertising of any kind usually portrays women as a sex object only, there to be raped. Drug companies like Roche and ICI claim to invent new drugs to cure imagined diseases. Thousands die at the hands of their useless research. They tried to make drugs to cure heart disease, which was originally caused by the sufferer eating meat and dairy products to excess. Booker McConnell own everything from butchers to health shops. As long as the cash rolls in, who cares? Other companies who make machinery and domestic appliances, like Thorny and I, also make defence gadgetry. British Aerospace specialise in fighters in favour of passenger jets. Governments pay more for weaponry than domestic consumers pay for domestic items. That's why many, many companies worldwide clamour for defence orders. Some would go bankrupt without them. The final industry, uranium mining, sponsored in Britain by Otisen, plunders the landscape, kills the wildlife, exploits the natives and gives them cancer. The product makes bombs to kill all and is used for nuclear fuel. The kind of power that produces waste which can be pumped into the sea in Cumbria. Deformed babies and children dying of leukemia are coincidences, we are told. How many more lies must we listen to?
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
Yeah. And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Monday Night Gap on CILU 102.7. Very special episode for you guys tonight, bringing it back to the early 90s for the through and through for the entire show. No music this week. That, of course, was Monday Night Gap first with some Nirvana with Territorial Pissings from the 1991 album Never Mind. Oh man, that's awesome.
Yeah, what a classic album, and only a matter of time before we played it on the Nightcap. I first was acquainted to that album in high school. I knew all the hits from it well before then, but I was frequenting a CD store on my spares back in high school that was within a walking distance of the school, and I'd go there with a few friends and scrounge up some change and buy a couple CDs, and bought that one there. It was great. Honestly, I think my favorite Nirvana CD is their Live Unplugged CD, which has a lot of acoustic versions of songs on that album, but everything they've done is so great.
All of those MTV Unplugged albums were just so freaking cool. Like, man, I feel like it was grade 8, grade 9, started getting into Nirvana, and that was probably all I listened to for a year or two, and got to the stage where, like, now I rarely will listen to Nirvana, but going back to try to pick a song today was just awesome. It felt like talking to an old friend almost. It's cool.
Yeah, I was happy to tap into some of my old favorites for this episode. Back in high school, I was really a big fan of 90s alternative rock, courtesy of my local radio station, who had this program called the 90s Nooner every lunch period from noon to 1, and they would just play 90s songs from the hits to a little bit more obscure, and that kind of started my love for music, and heard about a lot of bands through that program, and started checking out their songs that weren't quite as big hits, and it's really kind of got me on the musical road that I'm on today. So it was great to go back and select a few songs that I really, really loved now and back in high school.
And with that thought in mind, we're going to be bringing you back to 1992 with the album Core with some STP. This is the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
Well, I'm got a gun. Think your company, then she tells me I'm free. Friends don't mean a thing. Guess I'm leaving her. Time with a wounded hand, 'cause it likes to heal. Take time with a wounded hand, guess I like to steal. Take time with a wounded hand, 'cause it likes to heal. I like to steal. I'm half the man I used to be. I'm happy.
scrape my toes across the floor. And this stays the same as those before. And though inside I'm feeling giddy, always wrong for never giving myself an uninvited door. So now I'll take a little glue. I'll put together a new glittered room for you.
You're tuned in to The Nightcap here on CILU 102.7. That last one, Toes Across the Floor by Blind Melon off of their 1995 album, Soup. Before that, we had The Day I Tried to Live by Soundgarden. And that was from 94's Super Unknown. And before that, we kicked it off with a song from the debut Stone Temple Pilots album, which was Creep. A song that I first heard when I was on a family vacation back in San Diego, back in, I think, around high school. Really loved the radio station there.
Yeah, for all you Alice in Chains fans, I actually switched out the Stone Temple Pilots song for Alice in Chains. So maybe Alice in Chains will come at some point in one of our shows, but I couldn't get around. There's too many good artists to put in here. Like it was anything that's missing from this 90s episode, don't fault us for it. There's so much. We could easily have just done a full day worth of songs, or I could have just played you full albums from every single artist because, oh man, they're so awesome.
Yeah, some great tunes were made in the 90s, and it's hard to kind of capture an entire decade in a hour's worth of songs and commentary. But I don't think any conversation about 90s music would be really complete without the next artist that we're about to play here. And they were really inspired by grunge, but they played in a little bit more of a power pop style. And I think it's that merging of the two sensibilities, the merging of the excitement of Nirvana with the kind of melodic sensibilities of bands like the Pixies, ended up turning them into 90s superstars pretty much overnight.
Yeah.
And first time I ever encountered this album was actually at the Planet of Sound CD shop. They were playing it, and I liked it so much that I bought it right out of their CD player.
Oh, really? That's awesome, man. I was super excited. I'm going to keep the mystery alive and not say who they are, but one of my favorite Canadian punk bands, as you guys all know, the Flatliners, they actually opened up for this next band at the MTS Center in Winnipeg, and I thought this would have been like their biggest show. It was super cool to see some of my favorite bands together. I think I'll let Connor introduce them, though.
Yes, from their 1994 debut album with the blue cover, this is No One Else by Weezer on CILU 102.7.
So The suckers lose themselves in the games they love to play. Children love to sing, but then their voices slowly fade away. People always take a step away from what is true. That's why I like you around. I want you. An invitation to the dance. Happenstance at the bar that we're in. No apology because my urge is genuine. And the mystery of your rhythm is so feminine. Here I am and I wanna take a hit of your scent, cause it fits so deep into my soul.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk in Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the Student Center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
And welcome back, everybody, to CILU 102.7, the Monday Nightcap. Before the break there, you just heard some Third Eye Blind off their self-titled album, Third Eye Blind, from 1997. That was I Want You. Before that, we had The Killjoys. That's our one Canadian band for the night. That was off their 1994 album, Starry. I realized I didn't even introduce the song there, but that was Today I Hate Everyone. And of course, we opened up with some classic. Well, they're all classics. What am I saying? Too used to saying that. Opened up with Weezer's self-titled first album from 1994 as well. Commonly referred to as the Blue Album. That was No One Else.
Yeah, and talk about 90s bands and the great self-titled debuts. I mean, there's I bet that a lot of Weezer fans would say that that debut album there is their greatest achievement. And similar to Third Eye Blind, I do know a couple of fans of Weezer that would pick maybe Pinkerton over the Blue Album, but I don't think anyone's picking Make Believe over the Blue Album.
I think that's appropriate to say. Yeah, I didn't know. I like, out of the Third Eye Blind songs that I do know, that's one of them. I haven't given the band too much of a listen. That's definitely one of Connor's awesome choices for the night there.
Oh, and that debut album is so great. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I need to listen to it in its entirety now. And out of all the songs we're playing tonight, The Killjoys is actually the only band that I hadn't heard of. And I feel kind of bad now. And bad 90s kid has to go back and listen to it.
It's, they're a fun band. And I mean, when new CD stores are open again, there's a good chance you'll be able to find that one somewhere, or maybe at a thrift shop like I found my copy.
Yeah, well, I know for sure that tonight we're going to hit our quota for the month of songs that are in, you know, top 40. They've all charted. There's no way, like, 90% of these songs haven't charted. They've been around for so long. They're just, like, amazing, right? So that's another... No, it's not. I was going to say another Nightcap first, but we've played some of their newer stuff, but we're bringing it back to some classic Pearl Jam coming up next. We've got Elderly Woman Behind the Counter. And
it's a long title.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought my audio just cut out there. Sorry. But yeah, here's some Pearl Jam on CALU 102.7.
I seem to recognize your face. Haunting, familiar, yeah. I can't seem to play. Cannot find the candle of thought to light your name. Lifetimes are catching up with me. All these changes take place. I wish I'd seen the place, but no one's ever taken. And thoughts they fade away. Hearts and thoughts they fade away. I swear I recognize your breath. Memories like fingerprints are slow. Or I'm not my former. It's odd when you're stuck up on the shelf. I change by not changing at all. Small town predicts my fate. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. I just wanna scream hello. My God, it's been so long. Never dreamed you'd return. But now here you are.
thoughts they fade away. Hearts and 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 thoughts they fade.
tuned into the Nightcap here on CILU on a very special edition, playing exclusively songs from the 90s alt rock world that Brett and I grew up in. That last one there was from the 93 album Siamese Dream by the Smashing Pumpkins. An incredible album, probably their best ever. And that was a song called Mayonnaise. For that, we had Elderly Woman Behind the Counter by Pearl Jam off of their album Verses. And very similar there, we got two albums from the early 90s that are both sophomore albums by those respective bands, and definitely both albums that avoided the sophomore slump that you hear about with some artists.
Yeah, Behind the Counter in a Small Town. I didn't complete that last time. I had a bit of an audio issue there, but we have to, I guess, quicken up our talking time. So Smashing Pumpkins, probably the best show I saw at the MTS Center. I'm typically not a big fan of seeing bands in like large arenas, but Smashing Pumpkins had the full arena, and they had what's it called, standing. It was all like floor seats. There's so many floor seats. One of the coolest shows I ever saw. Purposely put Billy Corgan pretty far away from Kurt Cobain at the beginning, just because, you know, those guys had beef, and I thought that would be, you know, nice to do that. We've got some more good tunes coming up for you now. Two more of Connor's awesome picks. This is the Nightcap on CALU 102.7.
My head off for a while.
You're tuned into CILU 102.7. That last one was One Hit Wonder by the band Everclear. And a cool story behind that song. I don't actually know if that's why the band wrote it, but that was off their album from 1997, So Much for the Afterglow. And they had that really big hit 2 years before they recorded that album, Santa Monica. And they were kind of wondering whether they'd be consigned to being a one-hit wonder for the rest of their careers. And that album actually ended up being their most commercially successful album. And anyways, getting to the next song, Flat Top by the Goo Goo Dolls from their 95 album, A Boy Named Goo. And that was their album before they really struck it with the mainstream. Kind of in a more college rock sound, kind of like The Replacements.
Yeah, that was the one right before the album name came out. Got one last song for you guys, and this is definitely probably their most mainstream popular song, but, you know, it's so great, and, you know, you can't just please everybody. I don't know, this is an amazing song. It's by Jane's Addiction off their 1988 album, Nothing Rocking. This is Jane Said. This has been the Nightcap on CILU 102.7. Hopefully you have enjoyed this show as much as we have, and congrats on making it through that first day of the week.
I wanna miss you. basement and she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hurt. She don't mean.